Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Rio 2. Well, Blue, he finally has a family now and everything is perfect, until his wife, she wants to go to the wild and discover their roots, which leads everyone on an epic adventure of friends, family, foe, and fun.
We're not people, we're birds. We have to get out into the wild and be birds, Blue. Let the kids connect to their roots.
We're going to the Amazon!
Daddy!
Look at me, I'm a grandpa!
Keep celebrating. I'll be pooping on your party promptly.
Now, as adults, let's be honest here. We all cringe a bit when we have to go see a G-rated movie. After all, what comes with a G-rating other than boring kid stuff? Which can only be overcome by vats of slimy popcorn, fistfuls of sugar, and gallons of soda, right? Well, not this time. You'll actually escape the movie without a sugar-induced coma or an almost certain heart attack, because you will be just as entertained as the kids. First, there's the music. You will fight it, grit your teeth, resist with all your might, but not to worry, just give in, because everyone else will be bouncing in their seats and pretending not to sing along too. Then you will want to, but you just cannot resist, the very cuteness that is every second of this movie. Blue, all his buddies, even the evilish characters, all super cute. Just fair warning though, it's completely okay after you see this movie if you want your new imaginary best friend to be a purple-footed tiny pink frog. Now onto a very different kind of movie, it's draft day. Kevin Costner, he's the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and all he has to do is make the greatest team of all time by shaking up the roster on draft day.
Let's talk about the draft. I need you to make a splash, Sonny. If you can't do it, then I have to do it.
Just to be clear here, you're threatening to fire me, right?
Just want the team that I want.
I want this team's future back. Let's get busy.
The football world is in shock.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I am. Haven't I proved that already?
Okay, as you know, I'm not in any way a sports buff, and with that, all I really figured out about draft day is some team picks first a guy who may or may not be great, or maybe give up your pick and make a deal or trade or not. Somebody else who might be or might not be as good, even if everybody's totally sure, completely convinced, who is really good for no apparent real reason. And all this comes at an enormous cost to somebody. Of everything I sort of learned in this movie, though, one thing was completely obvious. I finally found a so-called business that's actually more dysfunctional and confusing than corporate America. Completely stunning. But even so, these sports movies usually suck me and inspire me and make me believe in the impossible. But this movie, nope, not at all. It's just an okay story about nothing all that interesting. So our Movie Night Traffic Light draft day is just a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.